Valuing Dependent Arising and Emptiness. Consider: 1. Because persons and things are dependent arisings, they are empty of inherent existence. Being dependent, they are not self-instituting. 2. Because persons and things are empty of inherent existence, they must be dependent arisings. If phenomena did exist in their own right, they could not depend on other factors, either causes or their own parts or thought. Since phenomena are not able to set themselves up, they can transform. 3. These two realizations should work together, the one furthering the other. Part 3. Harnessing the Power of Concentration and Insight. Focusing Your Mind. 1. Look carefully at an image of Buddha or some other religious figure or symbol, noticing its form, color, and details. 2. Work at causing this image to appear internally to your consciousness, imagining it on the same level as your eyebrows, about 5 or 6 feet in front of you, about 1 to 4 inches high, smaller is better, and shining brightly. 3. Consider the image to be real, endowed with magnificent qualities of body, speech, and mind. Tuning your mind for meditation. 1. Place your mind on the object of meditation. 2. Using introspection, from time to time, check to see whether your mind remains on the object. 3. When you find that it has strayed, recall the object and put your mind back on it as often as needed. Then, 1. To counter laxity, which is a too loose way of perceiving the meditative object, first, try to tighten, just a little, your way of holding the object. If that does not work, brighten or elevate the object, or pay closer attention to its details. If that also does not work, leave the intended object and temporarily think about a joyous topic, such as the marvelous qualities of love and compassion, or the wonderful opportunity that a human lifetime affords for spiritual practice. If that also does not work, leave off meditating and go to a high place or one where there is a vast view.